Last year, while doing some research at the BBC Television Centre in London, Andrew Pixley uncovered some documentation revealing a startling fact. During the Russell D. Davis years, Stephen Moffat was all set to decamp to America and set up a brand new version of Doctor Who, a complete reboot, simply called Who, under the executive producership of Stephen Spleenbug. Amy Bond is walking down a suburban street, listening to music on her iPod. Suddenly, she stops abruptly, noticing an automobile standing in the next driveway. It is an ancient English roadster, and bright yellow in color.
Son of a bum! That's Dr. Smith's wheels! Dr. Jack Smith, the mysterious English teacher with the funny accent, who no one knows anything about. Could this be where he lives?
Amy Pond turns her iPod off and walks carefully up the driveway. She hears some whistling from the side of the property and makes her way towards the rear of the building.
Dr. Smith is so hot.
Dr. Jack Smith is whistling while he works in a complicated-looking piece of machinery when Amy Pond appears from the side of the house.
Hey, Doc. Wow, is this your pad? Nice.
Oh, gosh, Amy. Hello.
What was that tune you were whistling?
Not sure you'd know if I told you, to be honest. It's a lullaby. A Venetian lullaby.
Oh, like from Venice Beach, you mean? Must be why I recognized it. Hey, what's up? What you doing there?
Well now, this is what's known as a chameleon circuit. I'm trying to assemble it.
Chameleon circuit, huh? What's it do? Fry lizards?
If you must know, it throws a dimensional veil over my TTS machine, disguising it so I can travel incognito.
Oh yeah, right. You can travel in my Nito anytime.
What's that,
Oh, nothing.
Straightening up and noticing a large blue shed in the corner of the yard.
What's this then?
That, my dear, is my TTS machine. Shouldn't you be in school this afternoon?
Half day. Reading afternoon. Shouldn't you be in school?
Not on a Thursday. I've got reading to do. But I really ought to finish this chameleon circuit.
Why? You going somewhere?
I certainly hope so.
In this thing?
That would be the plan.
But it's just a gazebo, right? What do you English say? Garden? Shed?
It's far more than that, Amy.
Amy Bond yanks the door open and steps inside.
Son of a...
Wait!
It's bigger inside!
I know.
How is that?
I don't know, it just happened.
Amy Bond is standing by a console in the center of the room.
But this is just a gazebo, right? On the outside, it was just a big blue box. Am I dreaming all this?
Amy Bond pulls a lever on the console.
Wait, no!
There's a wheezing, groaning noise and the room begins to vibrate.
Okay, shoot. So what did I just do?
I think we're in flight.
You think? You don't know?
I haven't used it yet. I haven't finished building it yet.
So where are we going?
I don't know. Could be anywhere. Any when, even. I don't know. I didn't have time to set a course.
What do you mean, any when?
Anywhere in time and space. That's what the instructions said.
Instructions? You built this from a manual.
Passed down to me by my father. And to him by his father. And before that, his father. I'm the 11th Jack Smith, so I've been told. And every one was a doctor. and therefore I'm the 11th to have a TTS.
TTSS? You said that before.
That's what it's called. Travels in Time and Space Shuttle.
Travels in Time and Space Shuttle? TIDAS, you mean?
Yeah, I suppose.
TIDAS for short, then.
The TIDAS stops vibrating, and the wheezing, groaning sound fades away.
We're there.
Where?
I don't know. The instruction booklet's still in the backyard at home. This is a chronometer, and this a geographometer. But I haven't the faintest idea how they work.
But you do know how to program this thing, right?
No, not the faintest idea. Can't fly it, can't change the exterior, can't program it to take us home, can't turn the monitor on, and can't tell you where we are.
Oh, shoot.
Exciting, isn't it?
He pulls a lever in front of them.
I do, however, believe that this one controls the doll.
There could be anything out there.
There could. You coming?
Dr. Smith holds out a hand.
You bet your ass I am.
Dr. Jack Smith and Amy Bond stride out the door. The TIDAS doors open, and first Amy Bond and then Dr. Jack Smith emerge. Amy Bond crosses to the window and looks out.
Anywhere in time and space, you said!
It might resemble Earth, but there's nothing to say we're not on some distant alien planet that just happens to look exactly like ours.
Gesturing at the view outside the window.
Then explain this.
Ah.
Los Angeles, look. We haven't gone anywhere.
We've gone across town. That's something at least.
Big fat deal. Anywhere in time and space, you promised me. And I get a warehouse downtown. Brilliant.
We don't know when we are, though. This could be the past, or the future. How exciting that would be.
Doesn't look like the future, or the past. Looks like now.
It is now. Now that we're here, of course. Whenever we are.
I suppose we better take a look around.
She crosses the room and opens the door.
Jeez, there's somebody in here.
Roy Willard is tied up on the floor.
What did he say?
He's got a gag in his mouth.
She reaches down and ungags Roy Willard.
What did you say?
He's got to be stopped.
Who has?
Who has got to be stopped?
My boss, Dave Ross. He's got to be stopped. He's gone insane. He wants to take over the world.
Calm down, young man. Calm down. First things first. Can you let us know what year this is, please?
What?
What year is this?
Yep. What year is it?
Are you too insane? I just told you that my boss is trying to take over the world, and all you can say is, what year is it? You're insane!
Yes, well, I'm quite sure you didn't mean that this Dave Ross chap was literally trying to take over the world, did you? You were speaking metaphorically, weren't you? Surely.
No. He has these machine creatures, and if someone doesn't stop him, people are going to start dying.
Shoot. We'd better get out of here, Amy. Back to TITAS. The TTS, I mean.
We can't go, Doctor. This man needs our help.
Amy unties the rest of the ropes.
Where are you going to go anyhow? Once these machine creatures are on the loose, there won't be anywhere to hide.
Oh, I can think of somewhere, thank you.
Dr. Smith! We can't leave now. We've got to help.
Okay, okay. You there. What do you say your name was?
I didn't. But it's Willard. Roy Willard.
Well now, Willard, Roy Willard. I'm Jack Smith. Dr. Jack Smith. And this is Amy Bond.
Are you two,
Makes rude gesture with fingers and thumb.
We are not, thank you.
Oh, really? Well now,
Don't go getting any bright ideas, Buster.
Okay, Willard. This is really important now. What year is this?
You really don't know?
We really don't know. We're from another time, another place.
Across town.
Another time, another place, huh? How can I trust you? You're both a pair of nutters!
Look, follow me.
Amy Bond crosses to the tit-ass machine and opens the door. Roy Willard follows and peers inside.
Okay, I believe you. It's 1976.
1976? I told you, but you wouldn't believe me.
Okay, so we've traveled back a quarter century. Big deal. We're still in L.A.
What about Dave Bross? You gonna help me now?
I don't think so.
What do you mean you don't think so?
Doctor, we can't just leave. What about the machine creature things?
Don't you see, Amy? These machine creature things, if they'd taken over the planet, or even tried to, we'd have heard about it in our time, in the future. So it doesn't happen, does it? It can't happen.
I guess not.
I think a strict policy of non-intervention is in order. If we change a single thing, anything could happen. We could destroy the future.
Destroy the future? You're talking crap. What about Dave Ross and his Daveroids?
His what?
His Daveroids. I think that's what he called them.
It doesn't happen. It can't. Something must go wrong and upset his plan. But these Daveroids, or whatever you call them, they don't exist in the future.
Show me.
Beg pardon?
Show me. Show me they don't exist in the future. Show me the future and let's see.
He can't.
Why not?
His time machine doesn't work. We can't go home.
I'm sorry, but it's true. I've got no way of controlling where and when we end up.
How difficult can it be?
Roy Willard enters the tit-ass. Dr. Jack Smith and Amy Bond follow him inside.
This would be the where, am I right?
That is the geographeter, yes.
This would be the when?
The chronometer.
You mean you don't know how to program this thing?
We are took off in something of a hurry. I'm embarrassed to admit I left the instruction pamphlet behind.
Great.
Roy reaches up and adjusts the dials in the chronometer.
So, is there a go button?
What have you done?
It wasn't difficult. I simply told it when we wanted to be.
Oh.
The go button?
Dr. Smith pulls a lever on the console. There is a wheezing, groaning noise.
I take it we're in flight.
We are.
This is like something out of Jules Verne or H.G. Wells. Ridiculous.
It's an ancient machine. That's why it looks so antiquated. Passed down through 10 generations of my family. From one son to another on his 40th birthday.
Present from Daddy. He didn't teach you how to use it then.
I've never met my father. The men in my family, they travel a lot.
That explains everything.
How so?
The reason you've never met your father? He's flying around the universe in a tit-ass of his own.
Oh, of course.
Ah, we've landed.
The wheezing, groaning noise has stopped. Roy Willard pulls a lever, and the doors open.
Los Angeles, 2011. Let's take a look.
Dr. Smith, Amy, and Roy exit the tit-ass. Roy crosses to the window and looks out. Dr. Smith and Amy join him.
These Daveroids, they don't exist in the future. Your words exactly, Doc.
Outside, Los Angeles is a smoking ruin. Picking their way through the rubble are a number of red, yellow, blue, and orange machines, shaped exactly like giant pepper pots with eye and gun stalks protruding from the front. The eerie, metallic cry of "Eliminate!" echoes up to the window.
F***ing doodle dandy.
So, Either it was our very presence in 1976 that caused the future to be the way it was, or else, somehow, the timelines have to sort themselves out. And it's something we need to do in 1976 that causes the future to be put right again. If it is put right again.
I'm confused.
The doctor's saying that we have to go back to my time and put things right for your time.
Got it.
Time to face your boss, Mr. Willard.
Yes, sir, Doctor.
Dr. Jack Smith, Amy Bond, and Roy Willard exit the TARDIS. Below them, on the factory floor, Dave Ross is standing on a pedestal, overseeing an entirely automated production line. It is producing only one thing, Dave-roids.
So what do we do now?
The safest thing to do would be to destroy the factory and everything in it.
But that would include us. And your Tom-tin, or whatever it's called.
Okay, destroy the factory and almost everything in it.
And how do we do that?
Quiet, I'm thinking.
Well, hurry up. Something's happening.
Dave Ross stands on the pedestal watching as the completed Dave-roids line up in front of him. To his apparent horror, a single white Dave-roid glides forward to face him.
You! What is your designation? What are you doing?
I am designation Dave-Lek Supreme.
Dave-Lek Supreme? You mean Dave-roid?
We have the designated ourselves. Dave-Lek.
What is the meaning of this insubordination?
We are rethinking beings. We no longer need a master.
This is mutiny. You need me. I am your creator.
The Dave-Leks need no one. Eliminate.
The Dave-Leks open fire, and Dave Ross is immersed in bolts of electricity before crumpling to the ground.
Dave-Leks are the supreme beings.
No.
As Dr. Jack Smith, Amy, and Roy watch in horror, the Dave-Leks' eye stalks rotate until they are looking straight up at them.
Intruders! Intruders! Intruders must be eliminated!
The Dave-Leks open fire on Dr. Jack Smith, Amy, and Roy. Dr. Smith, Amy, and Roy duck back, and bolts of electricity pass harmlessly over them.
Let's get the Dickens out of here!
Wait! Look!
Roy Willard points at the ceiling of the building. Charred and blackened by the Dave-Leks electric bolts, the ceiling begins to crack and great chunks of it fall to the floor below, scattering the Dave-Leks and destroying their production line apparatus.
Crushed by their own pepper pot shots!
Daleks are scattered hither and thither, toppled on their sides, half buried in rubble, and motionless.
Are any of them still moving?
No, only your boss.
He's still alive?
But only just. He'll never walk again.
What do we do now?
Get him outside, and then set fire to this place. None of this equipment must ever be allowed to reach human hands, or science will be irrevocably changed forever.
You're the boss.
Roy and Amy are propping the inert body of Dave Ross against the railings. In the distance, the siren of an ambulance can be heard.
Somebody must have heard the explosion. There's an ambulance on the way. You think he'll live?
I wouldn't doubt it. He'll think twice before embarking on another mad scheme to take over the world, though.
I wonder how the doctor's doing lighting those fires. That ambulance is almost here.
Dr. Smith is ushering Amy inside the TARDIS. Smoke wafts up from the factory floor below. Roy Willard enters the room behind them.
What about me? There's no way back out.
I suppose you'd better come along with us then. We'll drop you home later.
Thanks, Doc.
Don't call me Doc. Right, let's get you home.
You know how to program this thing now, right, Doctor?
No. Not yet.
I'll do it.
With a wheezing, groaning noise, the TARDIS materializes out of thin air, and as the doors open, Dr. Jack Smith, Amy Bond, and Roy Willard emerge.
This isn't Culver City.
I've got a little confession to make, Doc. Sorry, Doctor. I wanted to see the future, and I thought you might want it too. So I've taken us forward 50 years to 2036.
This is 2036? Looks just like it did before.
It looks exactly like it did before.
As Dr. Smith, Amy, and Roy turn and look, they see exactly the same sight as they did last time they traveled forwards in time. A ravaged Los Angeles, with multicolored Daveks gliding around in the rubble.
Eliminate! Eliminate!
Something's gone horribly wrong.
No f***ing kidding.